بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، إله العالمين، وبه نستعين، ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having granted us the ability to complete this Taraweeh session. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the Malaika and to cause His mercy and His Sakina to descend upon us and to raise us with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Today's lesson is a simple one. It is basically that whenever you want to do something, then start in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, in the surah, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam had written to a queen. And this queen was a leader of her people in her own right. And when he started, what were his first words to this queen, leader of the people?
إنه من سليمان وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا تعلوا علي وأتوني مسلمين.
She says to her people that this letter is from Sulaiman. It says بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And don't be mighty, haughty against us. Don't be haughty against me. Don't think you can overpower me. Why? Come to me as a submitter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam started his letter by addressing the queen with Bismillah. What happens? She realizes his power. And she realizes the power of the being that he's calling out to and he's attached to. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that she eventually comes herself, meaning her throne is brought and then she comes forward to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam as a submitter, one who was admitting defeat before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I submit my entire life. You see the power of starting with Bismillah. You sometimes are engaging in a task that seems impossible, something that I think I won't get to the end of this. I won't be able to achieve this. But with Bismillah, in the name of Allah, you will be able to. Why? Because you are drawing your power from the most powerful being, Allahu Akbar. This is why when we recite the Quran, then we say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the especially merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you take His name and you ask for something or you want something and you embark on a journey or you start to do something, you start with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes absolutely easy. In fact, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that any action that is begun without the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهُوَ أَقْطَعُ. So it is cut off, meaning it won't go very far. If you have forgotten the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say it at the beginning, then say it when you remember it. But never start a new task, a new action, something new without asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without taking His name, because that is the greatest name of any being that you can ever take. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to take His name when we start an action or a deed. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.